Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. And let's just do a brief review because we're really starting off a little bit in the middle of the sugya. We had brought yesterday a raya that Rav Papa himself had originally suggested that actually maybe Abba Shaul holds you need both criteria when it comes to the Achila of Truma. You need to have a Kizayit and you need to have a Shavu Kunta. We proved that Rav Papa himself must have had Charata, and that he no longer holds that that's the case. And in fact, Abba Shaul and the Chachomim are opposite Shitot. The Chachomim hold you go according to the Gezayit. Abba Shaul holds you go only according to the value, the Shavu Pruta. In order to get to that proof, we went through a strange Braita that spoke about Me'ila and was wondering why the Torah found it necessary to tell me the Chatavish Gaga, B'davkes Prat Lemezid. We said originally, L'chaorah, it should be a Kal V'chomer. Every single time that we find the chi of karet, let's say I'm eating chelev, for instance, or dam. So over there, if you eat b'mezid, you don't bring a korban. Only if you eat b'shogeg. That's a chi of karet. It's a koshikin, where there's only a chi of mitai. You shouldn't bring the korban of b'mezid. And then suddenly the brighter reverses itself and says, no, the solution is that other mitzvot are not chayev a mitai b'de shemai. This doesn't make any sense. Mitai b'de shemai, first you assume is less, then you assume it's more. And so in the course of discussing that, we discovered that Rav Papa had charat. Fine, exactly, the details are unimportant to us, but meanwhile we were left with a braita that didn't make any sense. It began with one assumption and continues on in mid-sentence by changing its assumption. So today, having raised that braita, even though it's not really so central anymore, to our sukkah, the Gemara already wants to work out, so what lamaisa was the meaning of that braita? So we're up to, on Lamed Gimel, we had gotten up to the words Elishmamina Hadarbe, about one third of the way down. So we're going to talk now about what the options are. So Mar Bereder Avana says, look, the truth is that that braita was not quoted properly, and actually, Hachika Amna, what it should have said to tell me why I should not make the Kal V'chomer is this, that lo im an mit b'shar mitzvot shelo asa behen she'eno mitkaven k'mitkaven. The difference would be that we need the Kal V'chomer, we need the Pasuk because the Kal V'chomer doesn't apply. Because in a certain way, Me'ila is more chamur, and that chomer should be mechayev, perhaps a korban, even b'mezid, if not for the fact that the Torah specifically said, bishkaga, and not b'mezid. What is that chomer? That in other mitzvot, if a person did not have kavanah for doing the isur, he wouldn't be mechuyev at all. So that, let's say, for instance, Im mitkaven lachtoch et ha-tolush, v'chatach et ha-mechubar. Person had in mind now to cut something that was mutter, that was tolush, thank you very much, and he cut something which instead was mechubar. So even though you have a big chumah, you have a chiyuv on Shabbat, but over here there would be no chiyuv because you didn't have kavana to do what you were doing. Mashein kein, when it comes to me'ila, tomar b'me'ila, when it comes to mi'ila, the Torah does not part to you based on that. And im nitkavein, let's say, l'itchamein b'gizei chulin, you wanted to cover yourself up using wool that had been sheared that was chulin. And instead, nitchamein b'gizei olam, in that case, you would nonetheless be ma'al. So apparently, this despite the fact that there is a lashon in other psukim that are mechayev kavanah. Because it says in the fi of chatat, Chatato asher chataba. It has to be the chet that he had kavanah to be chote. So if he would have been mitasek and doing something else, he should be potter. And yet by me'ila, that doesn't apply. So perhaps that chumrah by me'ila should be mechayev you a korban even b'shogeg. Kamashvel on the pasuk that, I mean, even b'mezid. Kamashvel on the pasuk that bishkaga and not b'mezid. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, that's not the right way to say it. Because the truth is, if you're mitasek to do the action that you had wanted to do, even in other mitzvot, you would be chayav. So in other words, to say, I had kavanah to cut. And I was going to cut A and instead I cut B. In other words, situation A and instead of situation B. My kavanah was for cutting. The fact that it happened to be that what I was cutting, I thought, was not mechubar. It turns out to be mechubar. That is not considered to be a mitasek. That's considered to be a shogeg. What you should have said, the way to say it is like this, by other mitzvot, ken lo mitchayev bem she'in mitasek mitasek. Someone who was bichlal, not being osek in that ma'aseh, for instance, Forget about cutting. Anyway, they didn't even mean to cut anything. All I wanted to do was to use this to lift something up. I was going to lift up, let's say, a pumpkin from the ground, thinking that it was sitting there anyway. I was just going to place it on my doorstep for Halloween. And it turns out now that I cut, and it's mechuber. Over there, it's two completely different maasim. I was going to be magbia talush, and instead, picking it up, I end up cutting it. Not even realize I had it confronted for a completely different act. That's considered to be a actual mitaseh. And that would be potter in anything, because it was an archer chataba. That's not shogeg, that's mitaseh. In order to be chayav a korban on anything, you can't be a mitaseh. You have to at least have kavanah for the act that you're doing. Tomar mi'ilah, however, when it comes to mi'ilah, imoshit yadolik lili tol chayv, let's say you stuck your hand into what you thought was the silverware drawer. You were going to take out a knife. Instead, you accidentally stuck your hand into the drawer next to it, which was full of oil, of agdash. Absolutely no intention of sichat yado. And nonetheless, sach yado b'shem shakodesh, over there you would be moel. This we learn from Sukkim, Simeila. So therefore, the chumrah of not requiring kavana at all, and even a mitasek, it's considered to be the act of meila, that already is a tremendous chumrah. That's what it really said in the Bright. It didn't say anything about the mita b'tei shamayim, that was just a misquote. So that lamaisa, there is a serious chumrah in meila over other isurim, and therefore it hadn't been for the pasuk that told me that I was potter b'mezid, I would have said that maybe indeed the terez machayev a korban, even b'mezid. Omar Mar, getting back now to our own sugya, what we said before was that the only possible situation where you could have the case that we've been talking about, which is chometz or truma, is where you had made the truma before it became chometz. But to go ahead and to try to make chometz or truma wouldn't have been truma anyway. So let's quote that. You said before, Bamed v'ramamburim b'mafrish truma v'hichnitza. Where do we have all of our cases about someone who ate truma that was chametz? How could there be such a thing? That at the time that you were mafreshit, it was kosher, and then it became chametz. But if you had set out the chachila, ifrish chametz truma, here it's Pesach, and you're taking off truma from chametz, divrakol ena kedusha. There's no such thing, there's no kedusha in that case of truma whatsoever. What the status is of the chulin is already different. That's interesting. Rashash Tain is that since you can't take off truma from it, there can't be a din of teva. Teva is the only way there's truma that can be removed. Others say you have to take truma from somewhere else to take off the isur teva. But it's, I mean, the Gemara doesn't deal with that, but it's interesting. So the question, of course, it sounds rather arbitrary. How do we know that that's true? That bechalal, there's not even a chalot truma in a case where it's not edible to the kohen. You know what I mean? Like omra nachum bar yitzchak omar kro, or it comes from the pasuk beferish. Reshit degoncha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, v'reshit geis tzonecha, titen lo means you have to give it to him directly. These elements, the reshit of the dagon, the reshit of the yitzar, the reshit of the geis, but to give him something that is suitable only le'oro, to put into his lamp, which is not his direct consumption, that's not included. So if I would give it only le'oro, it wouldn't be called the truma at all. According to this, if I tried to give trumat me'ah, wouldn't it be chal? Why? This is not only a din of trumat chametz, obviously. Lo v'lo lo'ro means I have shemen, the shemen is tameh, I can't give truma from it. And it wouldn't be chal, that's what you're saying. Asks thou, Ravuna Bereder of Yoshua from the Mishnah, inter min min hatme'ah le'torah, ve'interam b'shogeg trumato truma. Well, here it says that you're not supposed to do that, but b'di avad, well, you did it already, then the truma would be truma. According to you, Amar, lema lo v'lo lo'oro, why don't we say that that too would be excluded from the chalot of truma in exactly the same way that chametz is not considered to be truma at all? If you take off chametz on Pesach, what's the difference? It's the same exact pasuk. Lo v'lo lo'oro. Lo kash. Hatam haitalo sha'ata kosher. Hachalo haitalo sha'ata kosher. There's a difference between the two cases. The case over there of taking off truma to me'ah is referring to where originally the oil was roid to take off truma and then it became tameh. In that case, because it was suitable at one point or another for truma, probably the reason we're saying this is because of mishmer truma dai. The Torah accepts the concept of truma even on truma to me'ah. It's used in the Lashon Rabbi. Echad truma to me'ah, echad truma taira. I hope you're not depressed because of the lola oro.
No.
Okay. If the Torah doesn't exclude or just. So here we're assuming, therefore, that there does exist an idea of truma tanaya that can indeed be made lechatchilas truma tanaya. When would that be? When this material, this shemen, was once tahor, and now it became tameh over there, I can make it truma. Interesting situation. The case that we're talking about, chametz, where it says that you don't think that there could be truma tameh, truma chametz, is talking about, and boy, this is strange, it's talking about it never had a shatak kosher. How could it be that it never had a shatak kosher? I say, when I picked it, it wasn't chametz yet, was it? We'll have to say that it became chametz while it was attached to the ground. Now, of course, we might as well throw our hands up in despair, because if something could be chametz while it's attached to the ground, then any time it rained on our chitim, we're going to be chametz. We might as well give up on matzah. Let's just move on to kidneys and bite the bullet. You can see that this wreaks havoc with our matzah.
And that's why it's in Pesach.
So this is the actually a basis of a lot of agonizing lahalacha. At what point should we pick our chitim? Because the Rashba was asked, well, how is this possible? And so then how could we ever have kosher chitim? So he answered that this is only talking about a case where the chitim had already become overly mature. They were overripened. They should have been taken off, but they weren't. So then it's sitting, for all intents and purposes, it's as if it's sitting in a bag. Why can't, this he doesn't discuss, but there's a Tosfos elsewhere discusses this issue. Sound. Can you take off truma from something that's v'chubel karka where it's already mature to the point that it's not been yomik from the karka?
Dead.
So oftentimes we say, kolo imed l'ksorka kotzer domi. It's as if it's not v'chubel. Legabe truma, Tosfos says that that's not true. As long as it's connected to the ground, it's not considered to be roy to take off truma from at all. So some bring a raya from here to Tosfos, because otherwise the Gemara doesn't make any sense, because we're monochok. If it's already mature to the point where it can become chametz, then it's no longer mechubel karka, technically speaking. So then, by the same token, it should be too late, because already haital shata kosher. And if you're telling me lo haital shata kosher, it shouldn't be royal chimos. So clearly, the criterion for one does not affect the other. It seems to be a raya of ptosis. But in any event, throughout the generations, it came to be different menachim how best to deal with this problem. So some were machmir, davka, to cut the grain from the matzah early, so that it should never have been mature enough to become chametz from the rain while it was in the field. Then others came along and taina, the Aruch HaShulchan among them, that the moisture in the grain makes it easier for it to become chametz afterwards when you make your matzah, as you start to make the matzah.
It's better to dry out.
It's better that it should dry out. Ah, so then where do you draw the line? You can imagine. So this is the next upcoming chumrah, where we're going to have the percentage of drying rate in the matzahs made specifically for matzah shmur of grain that was 29.6% or no, so on. This will be a new reason not to eat in anyone else's house. Is it 29.8%?
I can't do that. It wasn't cut a dafka right from all the right.
Yeah, it's true. If you're in an area where that doesn't rain, that's true.
Yeah, but that's the start of the rain. So it's the rain's coming down nonstop.
It's bad news. Halo k'tir chitim ayon, said Shmuel. Maybe that's what he was really threatening about, ruining all the matzahs.
I thought they were talking about frisht chala on Pesach. Imeina chalas dikendon, imeina frisht chala. That's what they were talking about.
Oh, it's the same thing. What true? It's the same thing. Didn't have what?
If he on Pesach make the chal, made a dough.
You are taking in consideration those aliens, I hope.
If on Pesach, he went and made, took flour and made the chal, and took off from his chal on Pesach.
Yeah. No, it had to have been chametz from the time it was when it was attached to the ground. The Gemara is saying that's the problem, because I don't have to.
Truma.
No, we're not talking about challah. We're talking about truma.
Isn't that
challah? No, challah has dinim of truma. We're talking over here bichlal. We're talking about real truma here, all through the sugya. We're talking about taking off challah.
This is still the possible. Yeah. What if the aliens throw you a basket so you're catching inside it?
Yeah, you have to do the alien issues only on present. I cannot do that. So anyway, that would have to be the case. And the law I tell of shata kosher. So what's the case? Are you trying to tell me that what? You're trying to tell me that Achmis betolosh hachinami the kosher? I can't believe that. That if the at some point it had been chametz, and then I go ahead and I make it, and I make truma from it, then you're telling me that is okay, and that's what he meant when he said bamed var mamurim, he meant bamed var mamurim that it was chametz, meaning while it was still attached to the ground. That's crazy. Amalei in. Not only am I telling you that that's the case, I'm telling you that that's the case b'gzerat irin pitgama umamar kadishin shelta. This comes straight from the mouth of the great ones up there in the sky, referring to the biggest Talmidei Chacham, and this is the Lashon that Daniel used when he was talking about the Gezeirot and Ruach HaMetzah. V'chein morim b'dei HaMidrash HaKavati. I know it sounds weird, but this is the only way to learn the sugya. That ain't Achinami. When we say Bamed Dvorim Amurim, what we really meant was Bamed Dvorim Amurim, that it was Shatakosha. Not that it was literally, we needed that it should be taken off when it wasn't Chometz. We take it off when it's Chometz also. We only meant that at one point or another it was a Shatakosha. And Echonim would be kosher. Sorry? It's blowing out cold air. Those aliens must have gotten into it. No, it's at the end of its cycle. Okay, can we concentrate? Are we ready to continue? Kiata Ravuna Breda of Yoshua, Omar. Ravuna Breda of Yoshua had a different basis for this limud. It's a very, very interesting limud. That there's something that isn't roi for the Kohen is not considered to be true, no? But if it had a shot, the kosher is true. The way that he learned it was very strange. Comes along, Rabbi Shobel, and says, here's the pasuk. Amar kra reshit. When you talk about reshit, there has to be something that isn't reshit. Because otherwise it's not reshit. If you use the adjective reshit on everything that you have, then that's obviously not reshit. If you use the adjective reshit when there's no discernible difference between the reshit and the sheirit, it's also not a reshit. Reshit implies there's something unique about this as opposed to that. In which case, the very word reshit, which is what Truma is all about, implies that it's a reshit shesheareh nikarin liYisrael. That after having made this a reshit, that I now see the impact of the reshit on the sheirit. So normally the impact of the reshit on the sheirit is that before, when it was tevel, it was asurdi, and now that it's no longer tevel, I took off the reshit, it's a mutar. But if it's chametz, what difference does it make? I took off truma, and now what? Now I'm going to be able to eat the tevel. I'm still not going to be able to eat the tevel. So if I don't make any difference in taking off truma, so what's the point of calling it reshit? Therefore, it's by definition not a reshit. It's a brilliant. It has to do with the essence of what truma is. Truma is truma by virtue of having impacted that which it was taken from. But if it doesn't impact that which it was taken from, you can't call it truma. That was another element of reshit. But here it's reshit shiareh nikarin Yisrael. Yatztazo she'en shiareh nikarin. Being as it won't make any difference now that you took off the trumas chametz, there's no heter on the shirayim, and therefore you achieve nothing and it's not true. Yosef Rebacha bar Ravavia kameder of Chista. V'yosef v'omar mishmei the Rebbe Yochanan. By the way, you might notice that according to this, there's a major difference between this pasuk and the first pasuk. According to this, if I would take off a reshit from matzah, where the reshit was chametz, then the shiareh would be nikarim in the matzah. It should be kosher, right? In other words, the problem over here seems to be focused on the shirayim. You tell me I can't eat the shirayim because the shirayim are chametz. Fine. So what if I have a pile of matzah and a piece of chametz? So what am I going to waste this good matzah for to give it to the kohen? I'll take the chametz and I'll make the chametz, the truma. So here I go make the chametz truma. You're going to tell me I need shirayim nikarim. It is shirayim nikarim. The matzah is kosher. So according to this, the truma should be okay. As opposed to the first limud, where it was all a focus on the truma. Here's a focus on the shirayim.
You make matzahs from tevel. Make matzahs from truma, which was tevel.
Yeah.
And that truma was taken off.
That's right. And now I want to take off truma. So I take off truma from the chametz. So according to this, it should be okay. There's a lot of discussion in the Asanisha. There's been discussion about according to this, it isn't really a din in the truma. The Gemara is making it clear that it's halacha in the truma. It's bamed dvar mamurim.
Taking off the truma
I have
chametz that is during Pesach.
Yeah.
So we have again the problem whether it's worth anything or not worth anything taking off truma.
That's that the Gemara says before you get to the issue of worth or not worth, you have to deal with this issue first. Can you make such a thing truma this law? So we said bamed dvar mamurim. The whole thing is only a discussion where when you took it off it was kosher, right? But if it wasn't kosher, there's nothing to discuss bichlal because it never became truma. We're trying to bring a raya from the reishis shiareh nikari. That's why it never became truma. But the problem is, if the shirayim is matzah, then it did become truma. By the way, as far as what Sabajash is raising now, Tosfos indeed learns that the whole sugya. Sabajash mentioned, why don't we have to worry about whether it has value? That would be nogeah, it says v'natan. As far as the coin is concerned, there needs to be a nitina. Tosfos understands that the whole discussion over here is alibi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's mutar b'hana'ah. It's mutar b'hana'ah. So according to him, why isn't that considered to be a nitina? You're claiming that if it's chometz, that it's not considered to be truma, even though it would be mutar b'hana'ah. That was the pasuk lo v'lo la'oro. you can't give a Kohen Truma that is only suitable for fuel. So that would be giving him chometz. Therefore, the Gemara says, what's the difference between giving a Kohen chometz that's suitable for fuel in an oven, or a Kohen oil that's suitable for fuel in his lamp? Should also not be a Truma Temeah. Should also not be Truma, because it's Lovin Olor. That was the first approach. This approach is telling you, I need to share any Kohen. The Teva was Mutter Bano before, and it's Mutter Bano now, according to Rabbi Yosef. Was Osir Bachila before, and it's Osir Bachila now because it's chometz. So you don't have any shiara in the Kohen. But in the case where the tevel itself wasn't chometz, only the truma was chometz, the whole limit seems to break down, because then you could make the truma truma. Can I make myself clear? Okay. So I mean, it's a question of how to understand the sugya. The second limit doesn't seem to register so easily. Yosef Rebacha bar Rebavia kamei Reb Chista. Yosef Yomar mishmei Reb Yochanan. See, Rebacha was sitting in front of Reb Chista, was saying over the name of Reb Yochanan. Anavim shenitme. Dorchan pachot pachot mikibetza. So now, if you have tamei grapes, you have an etza with what to do with those grapes. What you can do is you can take less than a kibetza of grapes. If you have less than a kibetza, they won't be matame other things. And now you squeeze these grapes. Each time you squeeze, it's less than a kibetza. The wine that comes from that squeezing is kosher even for nisachim agabei amizbeach, and there's no chashash of tumah whatsoever. Because the grapes that you took the mashkin from were less than a kezayin, less than a kibetza. Less than a kibetza cannot be the tamei other mashkin. Alma kasava, mashkin nifkat pekidei. Apparently, and this whole thing works out only if you hold, that mashkin are not part of the pri, they're rather contained within the pri. So in other words, we take a look at each small piece of grape as if that's a crystal that surrounds the mashke that's inside of it, and the mashke is nifkad inside of that area. Therefore, it's not makabel tumat ochlin, because it's not part of the ochel originally, and it's not makabel tumat mashkin, because it didn't have a din of mashkin until it was squeezed. Because it wasn't yotze yet into the world, but it wasn't part of the ochel either. It was mufkad. And therefore, le'imat kabetzami, when it does it become ready to be makabel tuma the chisachit lohu? Only when it's squeezed out of the grape. But at that point, the chisachit lohu letel shiure. It doesn't have a shiur to be mitameit. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, you could have said even better. You could have said use a kabetza. Why do you have to say use pachot mikabetza? Since by definition you have to first squeeze it to get the mashka out, by the time the mashka comes out, it's no longer a kabetza. That's much bigger chiddush. It's much cuter, no? So, I mean, if that's the case, he says, Yahi kibetzan ami? Tzatzan tamei meit, shesachat zetim v'anabim, kibetzan b'chuvenet tohorim? Somebody who was a tamei meit even, who's squeezing now grapes and olives, and he has precisely a kibetzah that he's squeezing. The oil or the wine is tahor. So you see, why is it tahor? Because the moment that you squeeze it to get out any mashka, you no longer have a kibetzah that's mitami. So why did you say pachot mikibetzah? That doesn't make sense. And the answer then, hatam di avad. There it's talking about if a tamei meit had squeezed this olive. Here we're talking about lechatchila. It says, dorchan pachot pachot bekebetza. To do it lechatchila, you have to do a little bit less than a kebetza, because we're afraid, gezeira dilma ati lemevad yoter mekebetza. Since what we're talking about over here is beitza mechuvenet, a person may get confused with the shiur. And therefore, in order to avoid that kind of situation, we tell you take less than a kibetza, that's definitely less than a kibetza, and then you won't run into any problems, and then you have completely kosher wine even to use on the Mizbeach and the Beit HaMikdash. So this Rav Chista is listening to, as Rav Acha bar Rav Avia is quoting his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan. Big chiddush. Omar le Rav Chista, Rav Chista says to him, you gotta be crazy to listen to you and your rabbi over there. Man sayet the chavala Rabbi Yochanan Rav, there's nobody in his right mind's gonna listen to that. Where did the tumah go to? I'd love to understand this. You were metame originally, the anavim that had a kibetz of anavim that comprised, oh, it's me again. Vicious. Rabbi. You were metame the anavim that were a kibetz because they had mashkin inside of it. So they could be makabel tumah. Now you're telling me the tumah somehow disappeared. How did the tumah disappear? Where did it go to? So now that I turned it into mashkin, the mashkin suddenly made it disappear?
We're letting the fuel.
But what's coming out was once there, wasn't it? So in other words, apparently he holds, Alma Kasama, apparently he holds, that mashkin mivla bali, that the liquid is part of the ochel in the first place. So when I squeeze it out, I don't change now its usage. Mela, even the itmiluchla, the moment that the anavim become tamei, everything inside the anav becomes tamei. And therefore the mashkin was tamei even in the first place. Oh, he apparently doesn't hold. Otherwise, what's he screaming about? He thinks it's outrageous. I don't understand. How can anybody argue about this? What do you mean you're not going to listen to Rabbi Yochanan? To Mishnah. Atot hisbra the mashkin mifkat pekidei. You don't hold that mashkin, in fact, are separately contained within a pri? Vatznan, what are you going to do with the Mishnah? This is crazy. Before, everybody's asking me, why did I say it had to be less than a kibetza? It could be even a kibetza. Now you're saying the whole thing is mad. You quoted a Mishnah before, Vatznan. Tomei mech esachat zeitim va'adavim b'chuvanot kibetza tohorim. So why is that? That if it's a kibetza, because at the moment that I squeeze it to get the mashke, it's less than a kibetza. So i'amit bishleima mifkat b'kidei. If you're going to tell me that a mashkin indeed are considered to be contained within the pri. Okay, then I understand why they're tar. They didn't become tamei l'chatchila because they weren't part of the ochel. The moment they became mashkin, there wasn't the kibetz ochel to be metame them. Now I understand. Eliyam et mivla b'li. Am I tar? I don't understand you. If you're telling me that these mashkin are blu'in, so that they be b'kabel tumei l'chatchila, and you're shouting at me, tumei sheben leichan alcha, why don't you shout at the Mishnah? What are you upset with Rabbi Yochanan for? Oh, Marley. You're so confused. The case over there was talking about Hachabamayaskinan, the Anavim, Shalohuchsheru. The case over there is you don't have an ability to be Makabal Tuma, the stomach mace. He's squeezing Anavim that are dry. So they're not going to be Makabal Tuma. They'll only be Makabal Tuma after he squeezes it and gets the first liquid on it. The problem is, though, once he gets the first liquid, so now, La'imat Mitkashre, L'chisachitlo. But once he's Sachitlo, now Batsele Shiura. At that point, there's not enough here to be Makabal Tuma. That's the point. It's nothing to do with now the Mashkin not having the Tuma that was on the Pri. There never was a Tuma on the Pri. Because the moment that you made a Mashkin to be Maksha the Pri, there wasn't enough to be Makabal Tuma. That's the way to understand that mission. It's completely irrelevant to the question of whether Mashkin or Mifkat Pekodi or not. Do you love Tema Achi if that's not the way you understand it? So explain to me, how does the Brayta say about that? So, Hodetanya Halamaze Domer, Mitrumat Tutin Va Anavim Shinitma'a, She'in Lo Ba Lo Heter Achila, Va Lo Heter Hasaka. You know what this would be like, it says? This would be like the Truma of Tamei, Tutin, and Anavim, that there's nothing that you can do with it. What are you talking about? There's nothing that you can do with it. Why can't you eat it? Just make sure that you squeeze it, Pachot Pachot Mikabesa. So when we said Trumat Tutin Vanavim, you said Ein Ba, remember we just said yesterday, Ein Lo Ba Lo Heter Achila, Lo Heter Asaka, that's not even true. And everybody let that pass. How are you going to get kosher wine out of Anavim that are Tame? What do you mean, how are you going to get kosher wine? You have somebody take less than the kibetza and squeeze each kibetza separately. On my Rava, the point over there, indeed, was not that you can't, but, as Rav Mendel pointed out last night, was it you? You weren't here. So who was sitting here last night? It was Zalon. That it's a problem of a heter, not possibility. What's the issue? Gezera. Dilma ati bulide takala. It's only a question of takala. You're going to leave this around for people to squeeze, then it could be that they'll end up eating truma tamei. Amalei abaye michai shina na takala. I thought we don't worry about takala. Vatanya madlikin bepato b'shemen shal truma shenitme. Says over here, you're allowed to light, use as a fuel, bread of truma that's tamei, and oil of truma that's tamei. Now, it takes time. I mean, what that means is you've got lamps that are filled with tamei oil. Who's to prevent somebody from taking a little for a salad dressing? You've got bread that's sitting over here to be burned. Who's to prevent somebody from taking it for a sandwich with the kids in the morning? So apparently we're not fashioned for that. The people know how to make the nafkamina. On ballet, not true. We are fashioned for it. What it's talking about over there is pot that you throw into the pile of your dirty wood for firewood. So the Zorik Le Benaitzim and the Shemen Shotruma was talking about that Romi Le Bechlei Ma'us. You have to put it into something that nobody would ever take any salad dressing out of. And therefore, we asked earlier, so why can't that be the case of the Anavim also, that you're going to use the wine let's say, for zivuf, so we said, because you don't put wine for zivuf into dirty containers. Okay, gufa. But leikim epat v'shemesh otrumashenit me itabai amar b'shmein echizkia v'rov amar d'veru yitzch bar marat amar avuna. But both said the same thing, that lo shano ela pat. You could do this with pat, but you can't do this with chitim. Why? Because shema yavo ben li dey takala pat. If you throw it between the 18, it becomes disgusting. It's mushy and so on. But chitim, don't get, they're not mushy. What's the difference where you throw the chitim? Anyway, you're going to be processing them. You pick the chitim up wherever it is. What's to prevent you from using the chitim that it made? So therefore, chitim also, we're afraid shema yavo ben li dey takala. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no problem. Chitim also you could use as a fuel. How could you use a fuel? I thought we were learning that there is a chashash of takala. After they become tamei, what you do is you boil them up and then you throw the mush bein ha'etzim. So now you've got mush covered etzim that has a lot of additional caloric content for your fire. So, okay. Hey, chit ma'ad Ravashi. Where did Ravashi say the case was that you've got mushy chitim that are disgusting? But Abba Shaul was the one who used to bake, who used to do the lisha in Rebbe's home. And they used to use chitim of truma tamea as fuel for the fires there. Lalush bahem isa b'tahara. Despite the fact that Rebbe used to eat his chulin b'tahara, he was not afraid that the tamei chitim were going to come in contact somehow with the isa. And the problem, why wouldn't it be chesher shamai? Nechesh dilma asibili de takala. And there is where Ravashi said, it's talking about b'shalikta umiista. Since it's shalikta umiista, at that point, it is not going to be matami anyway. And even if it would come into contact with the Yisa, it's no longer considered to be an oko. It was bottle mitaras eichlin. That's what he was referring to. We're referring to the same case, Lagavi, whether you're allowed to be mashed, in terms of not eating, but in the case of Rebbe, not eating with the problem being the time of Yisa. By the way, just as a side, there is a question over here as to whether indeed it's permissible for Rebbe to do this. Bechora Yisrael is not allowed to be nena in this way from Truma. A Yisrael can be nena from Truma, let's say, sitting on Truma, but he can't be nena on Ashel Kibur. You can't consume truma, whether it's in terms of eating it or burning it. But those are the two uses of truma for the Kohen. So Tosfos runs the case over here that they must have done this for the Kohanim in Beit Rabbi, not for the Yisraelim in Beit Rabbi. So even if you bought the truma, it still remains the same way. You can't eat truma that you buy. Maybe Rebbe bought truma cheap that was tamei people didn't want to use. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to be nena hana asher kilei from. Maybe he bought it for his Kohanim to do the work and so on. Possibly. See, our pawn are looking very interested there. I'm going to be making plans. It's a place that will be in your neighborhood.
It's underground.
It's not under your neighborhood.
Chazora. Lama Gimel. One third of the way down. My bread, Rabbi Omar, Hakikoma. Lo im amrit bishar mitzvot other than me'ilah. Namely, she mitkaven lachtochet atalush v'chatachet amechubar shepatur. Whereas Meila, even if mitkaven mitchamein begizei chulim, v'nitchamein begizei ola, in the end he is moya. Maybe you should also have to bring a carb of the maize. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Hakikama. Lo imam et bishar mitzvot shekeinu mitchayev bem sheinu mitasek kimitasek. When we say mitasek, what do we mean? Im nitkaven, let's say, lahagbiyat atalush without any intent to cut. And instead, it turns out it was bechubar, and he was actually cutting it off the ground. V'chatach atam bechubar shepatur. Tomar b'mi'il ha'shim ha'shit yado l'kli l'tol chayfetz. And in the end, it turns out that there's shemen of Chakodesh there. V'sakhi lo b'shem Chakodesh. He goes to another container. He's ma'al. Has nothing to do with whether it's muterbana, not muterbana, nothing to do with whether you acquire netina, etc. How do you know this? Omra matma yitzu, omakra, reishit the gamcha, etc. Tite no, lo valola oro. By the same token, you should say that if you gave truma to mea, it should not be truma. And yet it says, ein tor mimina to mea la Torah, the im toram bisho gave truma to truma, amai, leimo lo valola oro. Lo kashi atam aitalo shata kosher. Acha lo aitalo shata kosher. What do you mean lo aitalo shata kosher? The moment I cut it off the ground, it's shata kosher. The law I tell of Shata Kosher has been done. The only case would be to go to Achmitz b'mechuber. So you're trying to tell me that Achmitz b'tolosh Hochi nami de kotcha, and that's what he meant when he said that everybody would agree that if I gave truma, meaning if I gave truma from chitin that had become a chuber, where it became tome, sorry, became chomets when I'm a chuber, is that a little strange? Amalei in, that's exactly what it means. Bigzerat, right?
They became chomets when they were
chuber. But if it would be talush, then it would be fine. That's what you're trying to say. That's crazy. Amalein, that's exactly what I mean. Bigzerat irin pitgama ubemamar kadishin shiilta v'chein morin v'bei medrash kavati. The only time that there's a problem is where there was no shata kosher at all. So while it was bechuber, it was already chometz. But if there was any even a moment where it was okay, then it would be no problem. Even though now it's chometz and it's tolosh and so on, it's still all right. All right, I mean it's still truma. Kiyata Rabbeinu Breder of Yeshua. I have another pasuk. Omar kra reshit. Why is it called reshit? Shiarei nikarim leYisrael. Whereas in this case, since you haven't changed the status of the shirayim, yatzpazo shein shiarei nikarim, because now it's chometz, it's still aser. Yoter avach abarav avya kamin derev chistav yosef yamar mishmed derev yochanan anavim shenit mudorchan pachot pachot mikibetza v'yeinan kasher l'nesachim alma kasavar mashkin mifkat bekide. So then la'emat kometame only after you did the shlita. But at that point, you no longer have a shir to be metame. So then yochi kibetza nami. Dotzlam tome meche sachat zitim anavim kibetza mechuvenet tohorin. No, it's talking about the Yavad. Razach, it's talking about the Chathila. We don't want you to use a whole kibetza, because Gizera, Diamatil Mavad, you're terming kibetza. You may make a mistake when you use too much. Omer Rabchist, ach, man, Sarit Lachalur, Yochel, and Rabchel, it's crazy. Too much of Em Lechel Alcha. So Alma, apparently Rabchist holds, Mashkin Midle Belie, therefore Kiman Itmelu, Chle Itmelu Mashkin. And once it's tummy, it's not going to disappear because you squeezed it. Oh, Marley, what do you mean? Atlo tisma de mashki mifka pekide? What do you do with the Mishnah about a tummy mate? She's a chatzi tima navim bechuvanot. Kibetza, the din is the tahori. That only works out the way I'm explaining it. See, I'm a pishleim in mifka pekide, like I say. She's a mishmachi tahori. But if you're going to say that they're mivle belihi, I'm my tahori. Oh, Marley, what do you think it's talking about over there? That the anavim were tameim? If the anavim were tameim, then the mashke would have been tameim at the same time. Hachum ha'iskinim anavim, that they were not tameim. They were lohukshuru. Le'imat mitkashre, only lechisachitlu. But at the point that sachitlu, it's now no longer a shir of the kebetza. But siluhu shiura. Ilote ma'achy, if you think differently. So the Tanya before, which said yesterday, Lamazid Omele, Trumatutim Vanavim, Shinit Ma'a, She'en Loba, Lo Etra Achila, Lo Etra Asaka. What do you mean, En Loba? You even have Etra Achila, Itba. Di'i Boi, Dorek Lupachot, Bechot, Bekebeitza. Oh, Ma'arova, that's different. We don't allow you to do that. Gzeira Dilma'ati, Bulide Takala, Omele Abaya, Bechichashinan, Lekakala, Vatanya, Madlikin, Bepat, Veshemin, Shal Trumat, Shinit Meit. Apparently we're not afraid. Oh, Marley, we are afraid. It's talking about pot that your zorek labena itzim and becomes now disgusting. Or shemen shel truma is talking about ramile bechlei maus gufa. Madlikim bepatav shemen shel truma shenit meit abaya mem shpeit chizkia. And Rava says it was the very Rabbi Yitzchak bar Maratam Ravuna lo shonu ala pot because it becomes mushy. Avochiti lo shemen yavo bevlitei takala. Rabbi Yochanan himself says afilu chiti. Well, just like Ravashi says elsewhere, b'shlikto u'me'ista, hachinami, Rabbi Yochanan would have been matir only b'shlikta u'me'ista. What was Ravashi referring to? Adiyom Ravavim baravacham Rav Yitzchak. Namely, Abba Shaul was the gabal of Beit Rebbe. V'yum mechamim lochamim b'chiti cho truma tamea, l'lush ben isa b'tahara. Ah, you'll say, how could that be? I mean, weren't they afraid when you put it into the oven, come in contact with the fuel that's tummy? So, Dilmahati Bulide Takala, Ravashi. That's where Ravashi said it's talking about Bishlito Mista. So it lost its shame earthly, and therefore would not be Matame. Same thing we could apply over here. You made it Shlito Mista, and it's no longer shy, no longer shy. Love of a Bidei takar,